Here we go. We continue the Rambam Hilchas Tminu Musavim Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 7, Law 17, and we're talking about this the Omer barley offering, about when it's supposed to be brought, and all the details about this. So now he expands in a couple other areas in Yud Zayin Ukvar Bayarnu, and we've already explained Shein Mevin Menachas. You can't bring any meal offerings or any as meal libations. Velo bikurim and not bikurim. Min hachadosh, from the new grain. Remember, the Omer barley offering allows new grain to be eaten for regular Jews. Yeah. But now when we want to bring minchas in the Beis HaMikdash and bikurim, it's just an extra requirement. Yeah. So kodem havos omer, until the omer offer is brought on shvuas. Kodem havos omer. Sorry, before the havos omer. Okay, you can't bring any menachos zachim, any bikurim from chadash before you bring the omer. Okay, we'll see. Vim hevi posel, and if you bring it, it's posel. So far, this is what before
the 16th.
The omer. Okay, we're gonna have more. Now, just hang on. The lo yovi kodem lahavos shte halechem, and now comes the new point. You can't even bring it before the two breads have been brought on shvuas.
Still okay after the vent.
What?
Seems to be okay after the vent.
Yeah, im hevi kash.
What? Im hevi kash, we brought it. It's okay, but you're not supposed to do it.
It's not the best.
So clearly, but you can't do it before the Omer's brought,
sure.
And if you do, it's possible, but really you're not supposed to bring it till after Shavuos,
right?
Or more technically, till the Shnei Lechem are brought on Shavuos.
Right.
But if you do, it's kosher. Bidiyev.
So okay. They have to have a lot of the Yashan.
Yeah, well,
on stock.
Why not? They could have a lot of the Yashan stock. All right, Yurches v'chol hamakriv mincha min hachodesh tchila. Anyone who brings a mincha from Chodesh for the first time, you have to explain what this means. So there's two interpretations. Rashi says, we're talking about a kohen who never brought a mincha in his life. And it's the first time a kohen brings a mincha. So here, min haChodesh means first time. So then he makes a shechayanu. Or the other interpretation is, if you bring a mincha, a new mincha, like the minchas haOmer, you also make the Shechianah. So there's two interpretations over here. It's either talking about the kohen bringing his first mincha, period, okay, or we bring the minchas haOmer.
So maybe you both of them say Shechianah.
Oh, I'm saying both. Yeah, both. Yeah. We've seen both. Okay, now we get to a tricky halacha in your test. So let's think for a minute. So, lechatchila, if you want to bring minachos or bikurim, you have to really wait for the minchas haomer to be brought on Pesach and the shnei lechem to be brought on Shavuos. The question is, do you have to go in that order? Which means, what if some grain took root after Pesach?
Oh.
After Pesach. And now Shavuos passes,
right.
Whole year goes, and now we're up to Pesach, and the second day of Pesach passes. Now, could you lechatchila bring menachos now? Because technically, you've had Shavuos and Pesach have passed.
Yeah.
But problem is backwards, in the wrong order.
Shavuos and Pesach.
So let's see what the story is with that. Yitess. Tvua shezora acher shekarav omer. You planted grain after the omer was brought after Pesach.
Right.
Uktsara, and you harvested acher shekarav omer shoshana haba. And now you you harvest it after you brought the omer of the shana haba in the next year.
How long is it growing for?
Well, whatever. But you're harvesting it now after Pesach the next year.
It's a doubt.
All right. So now you've got it's been harvested, right? But what's going on? But it's before the next Shavuos,
right?
So, can you bring menachos initially before the two breads of Shavuos? Because after all, Shavuos has passed the year before. Pesach now passed. It's harvested after Pesach, but not quite the right order. So what is that? So harezu sofek, it's a doubt. I think I skipped three words there when I said it the first time. It's a doubt if you can bring it. Why? Because holu tfuza orlov havosh te alechem. So it's over. On the one hand, the grain has passed the bringing of the two breads, right, and there was the harvesting of the omer. Oh, ain't maybe, or you don't bring it. Or does it have to be in order? You have to have the two breads after the omer in 1 year or not. It's a shaila, so therefore, you shouldn't do it. And again, it's a moot point because b'di'evit, it's okay anyway, even if he didn't have any of that. Remember, we said it's b'di'evit. So again, l'chachila, not b'di'evit, yes. Chaf, a little tricky halacha here. It's very hard to understand the case. You have a grain that's in the ground, and it appears to not have taken root. But instead of taking root, some other things happened, very unusual. And blossoms have come out. Ohenetsu, or the leaves are sprouting. Olim, shalom. Kishavei shtelechem, after the two breads were brought. That's a most unusual case, because usually it's got a root before it blossom or leaf sprout, so some suggest that you had it growing in water, you were growing it in water, so it never took root yet, and then you put it in the ground. It's a very tricky case. But anyway, obviously, hareis ha-sofik. The sofik is what? Im ha-nitzas ha-olim o-chanat ha-som k'mo-ash-rosha. Is the blossoming and the sprouting of the leaves comparable to taking root or not? And if it does, then hutra lahavi memena menachas. Then you could bring menachas, because they have, quote-unquote, have satisfied something similar to rootedness, and then you've got the two breads were brought. Or is this not considered like rooted? Leviga, therefore, lo yavi, don't bring it, but it's a suffix, vimhiva, if you brought it, hurtza will be acceptable. Okay, now, chafal, what if you violated this mitzvah? And we said you're really not supposed in Eretz Yisrael harvest anything before the harvesting of the Omer. What if a hakotzer kodem ktzir sorim? What if you did go and harvest before the harvesting of the Omer? Ein aloike, you're not lashed. Oh. And also the food, hakotzer, and what you did harvest, kosher, can be eaten as chulin, as it were. It's interesting. What's the reason you don't get lashed? Because the reason we're not allowed to harvest, it's from halav habot michlal esei. Because we said it's reishis kitzirchem, that the omer is the first of the harvesting, which implies everything has to be afterwards. But that's halav habot michlal esei. It's not a direct lav. Since it's not a direct lav, we don't give lashes for that. Okay, now that we have touched on the holiday Shavuos, now we go to an ancillary mitzvah that also happens at this time. And the next few halachas will go very quickly because it's very easy. Halachas, chaves. Mitzvah saseh, lispar sheva shabosos tamimos. It's a positive mitzvah to count 7 complete weeks. Miyom havas ha-omer, from the time that the omer offering was brought. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, usefartem lochem mimachers ha-shabbos. You shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos, which you've already explained is the day after the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, etc. You count Sheva Shabbosos, you count 7 weeks. However, not only is it a fact to count the weeks, but umitzvah limnos hayamim yimshos, you have to count the days together with the weeks. Where do we see that? Shenemar, because the other part of the pasuk says, tishbru chamishim yom, you'll count 50 days. So it's 7 weeks and 50 days. That means we count the weeks and the days. Umitchilas hayom mona, and we start counting from the beginning of the day, which means at night. Lefikach, there from mona balai, therefore you count at night. Mileil shishos over nishos, a counting of the 16th of Nisan. So, so anytime on that 16th, so it could be counting, people have been counting at the time of the harvesting when it happened or not. But it definitely started on the 16th. Okay, Chav Gimel, Rambam does not seem to have any discussion here if it's Darabanan, Doraisa. He just quotes the Doraisa mitzvah, and he doesn't want to get into the fact if it's tied into the bringing of the Omer offering or not, to say if it's now Rabbanan. He just doesn't get into it. Chav Gimel, Shachach v'lo Mona Balayla, what if you forgot to count any one of the nights? Mona Bayom, you can count the day. Another law, V'ein Mona, and when you do count, you must count Elamumat, you must be counting standing. Because the pasuk says when it talks about the bringing of the minchas omer, it says mehachel charmesh bakoma. Bakoma literally means a stalk, but don't learn it only as bakoma. It could be bakoma, meaning it's standing as it were. And therefore, we see that there's a connection, the mitzvah of counting to the stacks standing. You should stand like the stalks. And there's all kinds of other Kabbalistic reasons behind that. However, what? And I don't really understand what the whole issue is. You make a bracha, you usually make a bracha standing up, but I think it's even the counting. Remember, bracha, you'd obviously say standing up, because we usually say bracha standing up, unless we're doing things that are counter that, like eating or things like that. But a regular bracha should be standing up, but I think the counting also has to be standing up. Yes, sir?
I was going to say that, but he doesn't also, I guess, get into the fact that we have this minhag of only saying the bracha at night, not during the day. Because here he's saying you can say it during the day, so why can't we put the bracha during the day?
He says not to.
Why not?
Because the time is at night.
But he's allowing you to say the day.
What?
He's allowing you to count during the day.
If you forgot?
Yeah.
The next day.
That's after the fact.
Oh, he doesn't say here whether you should say.
He says.
And the Rambam doesn't say if you should say brother during the day. We don't. Yeah.
We don't say that, but I'm saying to you, but Rambam, he's just not dealing with that. Basically, I'm asking why we wouldn't say the brother during the day. If he's allowing us to say the day, that next day, he's giving us...
Okay, that's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, for some reason, if you're not doing it in a timely way, you don't make the bracha. What? I mean, that's...
Shulchan Aruch says you don't make a bracha.
Yeah,
because why? So Ron wants to know why.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear the question. You know, it's because, you know, why not? Right? I mean... I guess they said the bracha is only if you do it at the correct time. The correct time is at night. In the day, it's already a bidyevit already.
It's a bidyevit, so you can't say the bracha, but you can say the count.
It's interesting. He says they learn it from the fact when it comes to the harvesting, when you're supposed to harvest, the mitzvah is to harvest it at night. But if you don't do it at night, you can do it in the day. So we're comparing the counting to the harvesting. So you see that the night it's okay, in the day it's okay, but it's certainly not optimal. I guess they're only masakin the bracha when you're doing the optimal fashion. But your question is better than mine.
It might have to do with also it has to be complete.
Okay, but if it's obviously you're making a bracha the next day, right? Right. Well, you know what? We didn't even get to the bracha yet, did we?
No.
He didn't say anything about the bracha yet, so let's wait. Let's wait. Chav Dalet. Mitzvah zu, this mitzvah of counting sphere, al kol ish v'shol, is for every Jew, as it says, v'sofar to lochem. Now here's the chiddush, because the harvesting of the Omer, only one person did on behalf of all the Jewish people. So you might think that the counting, maybe one Kohen does it for the entire Jewish people. So no, it says v'sofar to lochem, each and every Jew counts for himself. Ubechol makom, in every place, meaning it's not only in Eretz Yisrael. Ubechol zman, any time, even when there's no Beis Hamikdash would appear. So it seems according to the Rambam, at least, if he's saying at all times, that means it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and has nothing to do, this counting has nothing to do with the bringing of the Omer. Okay, it seems there's a machlokas in the Gemara about this, but the Rambam seems to paskin it's d'oraisa now. The Noshim Vavodim Pitur Mimena, and women and Canaanite slaves are exempt because it's a time bound mitzvah.
That would go with the bracha. It's time bound.
Well, more than that, it's only for 49 days.
Okay.
It's a time bound mitzvah. Even though it's a mitzvah, you can count it day or night, according to the Rambam. But it's a time bound for the 49 days, would appear, correct?
Right.
So he says, okay, Chavei, finally the Rambam says, Ron, v'tzarech levarech b'chol laila. You have to make a bracha every night, all right, just like you make a bracha on every mitzvah. And the bracha is as we have, Baruch atah Hashem, al sfiras ha'emer. Koidim sheyispor. Count it before. Make the bracha before you count it. Mana, what if he counted velo berech and didn't make the bracha? Yotza, he has obviously done the mitzvah. It's just doing the mitzvah without making the bracha. But then what if we had to make the bracha afterwards? Too late. Vein chozim avarach. Just like any other time, when you do the mitzvah, it's too late to make the bracha. All right, now is a point for Ron's question. But interesting, Raman clearly says, mitzvah avarach bechol Lila. So you're making it every night. There's two chidushim here. Number one, you might think maybe one bracha the first night. That's it for 49 days.
No, every night.
Saying no, every night's a mitzvah to count. Every night you have to make a bracha. And he's saying the bracha should be made in the nighttime.
And that's why it's the thing that if someone asks you what the count is.
Right, that's what you don't want to say. And he doesn't say bechol Lila. He doesn't seem to say you could make it in the day.
No, he doesn't.
It doesn't get it if you miss a day, whether you could.
All right, he's not. Rama's not giving us all the laws. I appreciate that. It would have been better if he did, but it seems that since the time to really make the bracha is at night, the count is at night. So that's where they establish the bracha. If you do it properly, you make the bracha. You're not doing it properly, then b'di'evit, you can count the next day. But I guess they don't want you to have the bracha with that. Okay, now that we have got ourselves good into Shavuos, so now we're going to get into the Korbanos of Shavuos. That's the eighth chapter. And now one thing we should be aware of, as the Rambam will explain in the first halacha, you will notice that the holidays are mentioned a number of times in the Torah. One of the primary times is in Parshas Emor, all holidays are mentioned, and then a couple of weeks in Parshas Pinchas. Now, why does it have to mention it twice? So this time we'll pay attention, that we'll see that Pinchas is only discussing the Musaf offerings. Just the Musaf offerings. Remember, you have regular Korban Tamid is a regular Korban Tamid, right? So when we start Parshas Pinchas, it starts with these are the Moadim. These are the Korbanos for the Moadim. Starting with Shabbos, which is the Musaf offerings of Shabbos. And then all the holidays, the Musaf offerings. Now, if you look in Parshas Emor, the Korbanos of Emor are the additional Korbanos that go with that. So let us say Pesach. Pesach was the Minchas HaOmer. So that's, you'll find it in Vayikra, the Minchas HaOmer. Shavuos now, we'll see for Shavuos, there were additional Korbanos that were brought with the two breads, which you don't have. The page got cut off right in the middle, so I'm really sorry.
Which one?
What you have doesn't have, it only has one little sliver, doesn't have more. So, but we'll have to just pay attention. It's not that hard. So Rambam's going to just show you that we have to realize there's two separate sets of korbanos. So really on our yontif, on a lot of these yomim tovim, it's like three sections of korbanos. We've got the korban tamid at every day, 365 days a year, in the morning, in the afternoon. All right, now, in Parshas Pinchas, we're told about the regular Musaf offering that's brought. And then Vayikra is there to tell us any other additional things that these holidays come with and the Korbanos that come
so
with
that
would
be like the
outside
Hagiga?
Of the Musaf. Like the well, not, no, it's, it is clearly, for example, the Minchas HaOmer.
Right.
We have to know what Korban is brought with the Minchas HaOmer on Pesach. And what Korbanos are brought with the Shtei Lechems, with the two breads on Shavuos. So we will see, that's the additions over there. So let's look at it in Halacha Aleph. B'yom Chamishi Misfiras Yom, on the 50th day of Sfiras Omer, Hu Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos, Rambam does not give us a date, because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no set date, because the months of Nisan and Iyar could be full months or not full months. Right. It could range anywhere from the 5th to the 7th of Sivan could be the holiday. Now our calendar is locked, so it's always the 6th. But otherwise, we have to say it's 50 days, and depending on what Rosh Chodesh is in Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, rather, how many days was Nisan and Iyar? Okay, Vehu Atzeres, and that is a holiday called Atzeres. Ubayom Hazeh, and on this day, Makriv and Musaf, you bring a Musaf, Kamo Musaf Rosh Chodesh, the same as the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, which is also the very same as the Musaf of Pesach, for the regular holiday of Pesach, which is, and again, he repeats again, Shtei Parim, two bowls, Va'ayil, and one ram. V'shiva kvasim, and seven sheep. Kulam olos, they're all olos. What else do we know about all the musafim? U'si'ir chatas, and a goat that's for a korban chatas. Ve'elo hein are karbonos, and these are the karbonos. Hamuras b'chumash ha'pekudim, which is said in the book of the Chumash of Pekudim, which is counting, which is numbers, which is Bamidbar. Vehei Musaf Hayom, and that is the daily Musaf for these days. So they all share in common this Korban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, for every day of Pesach, and for Shavuos. It's all the same, 2171. Those 11 Karbonos are standard. Now remember, on Pesach, we added one Ola with the Minchas HaOmer on Pesach, only on the second day of Pesach. We had that one Omer. So what are we going to add on Shavuos that goes now with the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, which in Israel, it's only one day, and that's where it cuts, right there. It ends your Vayda Musaf. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so the Od Mevim, now you bring a lot more. Yes, sir, Allah Musaf, I'm saying, in addition to the Musaf on this one day of Shavuos, Mincha Chadosha, you're bringing a new mincha from the new grain. This is not barley now. This is wheat. And it's shtei alechem. These are the two breads, which the Rambam in a few halachas will discuss the processing and making of those breads. Umakrivim alechem, bring alechem. Now, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, where the Minchas Omer was only one sheep, look what we got over here. Par, one bull, as opposed to two bulls before by the Musaf. Ushnei Elim and two rams, as opposed to one ram by the Musaf, but the same Shiva Kvasim and seven sheep. Hakol Oilos, 10 more Oilos. So it comes out 20 Olos on this day, because do 10 for the Musaf, and another 10, plus the one Korban Tamid in the beginning. And also Usiir Chatos, and one goat for a Chatos, that's the same. And now we add another two. Ushnei chvasim and two sheep. Zevach shlomim for shlomim. This is the only shlomim that are kachshei kadoshim.
Wow.
Okay, every other shlomim are individual shlomim. This is a public korban shlomim. Whoa. And now these karbanos that we're dealing with strictly being added for the mincha chadosha. This is what's in Chumash Vayikra in Parshas Emor. Nimtza comes out, how many animals have you brought on Shavuos besides the Korban Tamid Ola in the morning and the Korban Ola in the afternoon? We now have a total of a Korvim that say, yes, sir, al shnei smidim, in addition to the two Korban Tamids, shlosha parim, three parim. It was two with the Musaf and one with the Mincha. Shlosha Elim, three Elim, one with the Musaf and two with the Mincha. Varbos are Kvasim, and 14 sheep, seven and seven. Hakol, a total of Estrim Behem, Olos, 20 Olos, which remember, they're all identical to the Korban Tamid. So you're bringing 22 Korbanos, even though they may be different animals, but identical Avoda, 22 times. Unbelievable. Ushnei Sirim Chatas, Necholim, and now you got two goats, one for each thing, which you eat part of it. Ushnei chasim shlamim necholim, and two sheep that are shlamim that you eat as well. So what do we got a total? Kohanim. Kohanim. This is kachshei kadoshim, we said. Remember, Kohen only eats a korban chatas. Yisrael does not eat a korban chatas. And these shlamim specifically are the unique korban shlamim that are kachshei kadoshim al yimei kohanim. So if my calculations are correct, we have a total of 24 korbanos on this day, besides, well, I think that's all they really bring. I don't think they bring people's individual korbans on Yom Tov. So that's the 24 besides the lechems that's over there.
And besides the two tamids.
I think I included it. I don't know if that's on Yom Tov or that's on Chol HaMoed, and that's going to come after Shavuos. We'll have to see.
That's the makeup 6 days. Yeah.
That's what the 6 days are for, because I don't think on the first day of Pesach people bought their private korbanos. You don't bring private korbanos. I don't think so. Okay, so now let's just do one more. Okay, Shtei halechem. Now these two breads that are brought on Shavuos, ain a boy in elamina aretz. You only can bring them from Eretz Yisrael. Umina chadash has to be the new grain, because that's really going to allow, at least at the base hamigdash level, to bring any menachas now there that's from new. Shenemar, as it says, mimosh vosechem, from the places where you live, tovil lechem, you'll bring bread to nufa. That'll be a wave offering before Hashem. It's going to be Eretz Yisrael. But if lo matzu chadash, and what if they don't find any new grain for whatever is a terrible, terrible blight, and now you only have old grain from before Pesach, no problem. Yaviu min aliyah, you bring it from the rooftops, meaning that's where you've been storing that grain. Okay, well, we can even do one more. This is a crazy halacha. The beginning of this is crazy. Gimel. Chitim shiyordu be'avim. If the wheat came from the heavens.
Whoa.
From the clouds. Anes. It rained wheat.
Angel food.
Yesh bom safek. It's a safek. If you could use that. For the shtei lechem.
Why?
Iman ikarim, do I call it mimosh vosechem? Is it considered from where you live? Or is it not considered from where you lived? Okay. Is mimosh vosechem to exclude chutz laretz? Is that all it came to do? But this is like it came from Eretz Yisrael. It was the sky over Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, it's,
or not.
It grew in the air.
Lafika, therefore, lo yavi, you can't bring it. But if you're heavy, bring it's kosher.
Oh boy.
Okay. Now more normal halacha. How did you make this? Again, start from the very beginning. How much grain did we use in the beginning? It's going to be very similar in some areas to the Minchas HaOmer. Maybe we start off with how much? Shalosh Sa'in Chitim Chadash. It's three saw.
Whoa.
Remember we said that is, how much did we say that was?
144
eggs times three.
Yes.
Right? It turns out to be 432, right? 43 and a fifth times 10.
Yes.
So 432 eggs.
Yes.
Worth of grain, wheat grain.
Yes.
So that's how many pounds? What do you say, 50 pounds? 50 pounds.
Or is it per each size?
That's it. That's the total. The shoving also, and you rub those wheat stalks, ubatibam, you kick them, you stomp on them, kiderakam, like all of the menachas. And you grind it into flour, and you sift it, but the sifting's a little different. First you're sifting two esronos, because there's two breads. Now that barley offering was only one esron, if you recall. But now it's two esronos, because there's two breads. Okay? And menupa, and it's sifted, these two esronos, shtei mesrei nafa, 12 siftings. The other one, I believe, was 13, wasn't it? For the Minchas HaOmer?
No, not 13 Minchas. That was for the showbreads, 13.
Okay, whatever, we'll have to go back.
It's much coarser.
But they had to sift it too.
Yeah, but it wasn't 13 times.
I have to just go back and let's see if we can quickly find it. I don't remember. We'll have to go back. Anyway, let's just finish it up. And what was left, so now you had started with 432 eggs. Instead of using 43 and one-fifth, we have 86 and two-fifths. So you have two esronos. So there's eight esronim left over. And the rest, that was another eight esronim. Nifta gets redeemed just like the Minchas HaOmer. Anybody can eat it. It can be redeemed and just use the money. And they have to give challah from other breads they make. But it's still potim and rice. They don't have to give meiser because at the winnowing process, it belonged to Agdash and not belonged to him. Come on, Shabbat, as we explained. And we'll end it over there.